This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Hey guys, guess what? What day is it? It's hump day! Or as my good buddy Joe says, Wednesday.
Oh yeah, it is.
For Waluigi.
Yeah. Oh, got it.
Wednesday. Right. Anyways, who is ready to play?
I have no idea
BB?
What just happened right there.
I don't either.
You got to listen to BJ Shea's Geek Nation. You'll get that reference.
Yeah, fair.
That's the thing. Yeah, Steve, you're mid.
Yep. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, let's see if Justin is with us or is mid or I don't know what the kids are saying these days. But Justin from Ferndale, are you there?
Good morning.
Morning. Steve?
Yes?
Please leave.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Yeah! For those playing at home, Justin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions and you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Sure am. Let's do it.
All right. What is the main ingredient in a falafel?
Chickpea.
Correct. What does the S stand for in the abbreviation NASA?
Space.
Correct. What color is the middle circle in the Google Chrome logo?
The middle circle, blue.
Correct. There are 132 of what in the White House?
Bathrooms.
Nope.
Bedrooms?
Nope. Pass.
Doors?
No. What number is a thousand thousands?
It's a thousand thousand, million?
Correct. Frankfurt is the capital of what U.S. city? Or what U.S. state, excuse me. What is the official language of Austria?
German.
Correct. Who played the title character in the early 2000s movie Shallow Hal?
Oh, that would be Jack Black.
Correct. Fall Out Boy had the 2005 hit song titled Sugar, We're Going Blank.
Down.
Correct. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right, Justin. Good boy, job. It's going to be close. I think the ones that Justin was like tripping and stumbling on, I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm going to get a song ready, though, because Steve did not have the greatest day yesterday.
No, he did not.
Yeah. I was just talking to your son about that. I was like, man, yesterday was rough.
It was. And Monday, you know, you weren't stellar either, really.
Yeah, but it was better than yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday was just a poop show.
Yesterday was a poop show.
I don't know. Yep. Everything all at once.
Yes.
But how about right now? Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What is the main ingredient in a falafel?
Bread.
No.
Yeast.
No.
Meat.
No. What does the S stand for in the abbreviation NASA?
Space.
Correct. What color is the middle circle in the Google Chrome logo?
Orange?
Nope.
Red?
Nope.
Blue.
Yes. Woo! There are 132 of what in the White House?
Dogs.
No.
Clocks.
Nope.
132 walls.
No. What number is 1,000 thousands?
A million.
Yes.
Whoa.
Frankfurt is the capital of what
Germany.
U.S. state?
Oh. Virginia.
No.
Frankfurt, Alabama.
Nope.
Frankfurt City.
No. What is the official language of Austria?
German.
Yes. Hey, who played the title character in the early 2000s movie Shallow Hal?
Oh, that's Jack Black.
Correct. Fall Out Boy had the 2005 hit song titled Sugar, We're Going Blank.
Down.
Down.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 to 7, you lose.
Yeah, buddy. Nice work, Justin.
Oh, my God. Back over 500 finally.
Woo!
Look at that.
You know what? I blame Joe.
Okay.
Oh, really? What did Joe do?
I don't know. He just says he's struggling, and I think his mojo just rubbed off on me. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Joe,
you
got to
stop rubbing up on Joe.
You know, and I'm talking to him, and I just think he takes me out of my mental focus.
You know what? Maybe this will help get you back up. You feel good? You feel like a winner?
No.
No, because you're a... That's why.
Woo!
I got my mojo, I'll tell you that.
All right. He did get correct what the main ingredient in falafel is. It's chickpeas. Falafel is actually like the little...
It's a little ball thing, right?
I was going to ask, do you know what a falafel is?
No.
Okay.
Clearly. First, I got them confused with naan bread.
They're delicious.
And then I got it confused with...
Pita bread, perhaps?
And then
that's what they give
and
you
then a gyro.
Sometimes.
I started thinking about gyros.
Gyros are good,
and gyros have meat in them.
And you could do a gyro with falafels.
Falafel. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, clearly I have no idea what a falafel is, Danny.
You should try one. They're delicious.
I've had them.
Okay.
He just doesn't know what he's eating.
No.
So it's
fair
like,
enough.
This tastes good.
Yeah.
Why ask?
I think it might also be vegan.
It might be, actually.
Yeah, I think. So you know what? You still can do it.
There are 132 of what in the White House?
Did anybody get it?
No, Justin was kind of close, but he was too specific.
Did he say bathrooms?
He said bathrooms. He said bedrooms, but it's just
sinks.
Rooms.
Oh. Yeah, I guess 130-something bathrooms would be a lot.
Yeah. And no one got Frankfurt is the capital of what U.S. state?
Oh, that's Kentucky.
Correct. You still know all the capitals, right?
I know. I don't know them like I used to. I'm bad again. I used to be the kid that knew that stupid stuff, but not anymore.
Wah, wah.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Justin. You beat Steve.
By the way, Shallow Hal, which at the time was really a very sweet movie about a dude that, you know, and I remember Tony Robbins was in it, and he basically brainwashed Jack Black's character into just seeing beauty everywhere.
Right.
And so Gwyneth Paltrow played, you know, she was in a heavy suit.
Yeah.
And, but I don't know if that movie would really be okay today since we have all the body dysmorphic stuff that's, because was it 20 years old, that movie?
Yeah. Dude, has it been that long?
It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
I don't think it ages. If we looked at,
I think it does because the message is still, I mean, aside from her actually doing like the whole fat suit and stuff, but Eddie Murphy did that Nutty Professor. So at that point, I feel like the message is still great. It's like you should be able to find beauty in no matter what.
The trouble is that he had to be brainwashed into not really, you know what I mean?
But at the end, he's not brainwashed anymore.
But they kept showing her.
Spoiler alert, you jerks.
Oh, wait. You're welcome. I know you haven't seen it yet.
Here's why it's Danny, here's why it's bad. And I just realized why, and this is my point. When he sees her, he doesn't see her as the heavy person. He sees her as skinny Gwyneth Paltrow. That's my point. Like, his vision of her is he imagines her to be beautiful the way we identify beautiful. That's why I don't think it ages anymore. If he just kept seeing her as a heavy person and thought she was beautiful, that'd be fine. But every time he looked at her after he was brainwashed, she was like regular, you know, hey, I'm gorgeous Gwyneth Paltrow by the standards of when the movie came out.
It is interesting because like over the last few years, there's been several articles written about Shallow Hal. I mean, from 2000 on, like all about like how it was a fat-phobic movie. It says, despite a positive message at the end, the movie has been labeled fat-phobic.
Yeah.
And just a bunch of, I guess even Gwyneth Paltrow said that the movie was a disaster.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I get that they tried to have a good message, but they kind of didn't realize they were going, hey, man, you know, and so, yeah, I didn't know any of those articles existed, Steve. I just thought, man, I don't think
that's funny you brought that up. I wonder if that's just like a thing, like people dig up old movies to see and then complain about them. Which is not fair because, you know, you have to take into context like when something was made, the intentions weren't there some people just didn't understand like what was offensive or what was hurting other people because maybe there wasn't like a soapbox for a lot of people to get on like there is now with social media.
Or maybe so much not digging up the movie, but there are times where I'm like, oh my God, I love this movie when I was in middle school or watch it. I'm like, oh yeah, that's a little cringy.
Can't watch this anymore.
Can't really watch it anymore. Just knowing what I know now and how I've grown and how the world's grown, it just feels a little weird.
So I just stick with wrestling. I've never done anything that seems borderline
no,
offensive.
No,
they've
never,
always been
ever,
on the up
ever.
And up. Yeah. And everything that they've done has been very respectful towards everyone.
Yeah, wrestling, even to this day.
To this day.
Yeah, I mean, even Vince McMahon, just always he is a perfect example of how to be a boss.
Never once have I cringed at anything.
No, not at all. Yeah.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So someone posted a video after a guy sitting next to them on a flight gave his buddy a tattoo while their plane was landing. Okay, what?
This makes me think of, what was it, Steve-O that got a tattoo of his own face while he was like riding around like on like a, something, he was driving around somewhere like that was bumpy.
That wasn't his face tattoo.
Oh,
he did get like a smiley face tattoo or something.
Gotcha.
And he was like in the back of like a four-wheeler.
That's Steve-O, and that's right. Henry Rollins, and that tracks for me. That's not the dumbest or most extreme thing that Steve-O's ever done. But this is just regular peoples on a plane, and it's really hard to see the tattoo itself. But you know, on the video, it's on the back of the guy's left hand near his thumb, and he's just resting his hand on the tray table.
Dude, it's crazy because it's on the passenger shaming Instagram page, which I'm a big fan of that page, and they typically will just show videos of people who have their shoes off. Their feet on the, you know, on other people.
Yeah.
You know, they're always like, I got to imagine that this is the first of one of these. And I'm like, would I rather somebody's nasty ass foot near me or a person getting a tattoo next to me?
Yeah, I think I would rather have the tattoo. I mean, you know, if that's what's going on, that's fine. Rather than have your foot in my seat.
Yeah.
And my, you know, that whole thing. Yeah. But a lot of people were grossed out about it, though. The online folks are not digging this. And others were thinking, how the hell do you get a tattoo machine on an airplane? They thought that would be illegal, but TSA is like, no, you can bring a tattoo machine on an airplane in a carry-on, and you can have the ink as long as it's, you know, 3.4 ounces or less. It's a liquid that you can bring on.
That's probably why tattoo artists don't want to have it called a tattoo gun, so they could do things like this. Like,
yeah,
no,
right?
It's not a tattoo gun, it's a tattoo machine.
Oh, there we go, good call. Yeah, that's hard to say you're bringing a gun.
Why would you be worried that it would be illegal?
Because it could be a weapon.
Well, I'm gonna put a mom tattoo on you if you don't land this plane.
Well, the needle itself is sharp, though, right?
Yeah.
So are razor blades were teeny tiny.
It's a little bit different than a razor blade.
All right. I guess you're right because they let them on the plane. So that's why I would think they'd be illegal. But it turns out you're right. They're not. They're not lethal enough to be worried about.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope. Then all of a sudden you're gonna tell people they can't have earrings because they have sharp edges.
Well,
it's kind
of
like on the same line as an earring, as far as needle length.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're right, Steve. Let's get those earrings off the plane.
Okay. You're consistent.
Yeah. Let's get them all off the plane. Everything's sharp. All of it. No more knitting on the plane. Get out of here. Yeah. Yeah. So it's okay. You can bring your tattoo machines on the plane. You can do all that. And yeah, if you want to, if you're that kind of guy, you can get a tattoo done while landing. I mean, sure. Whatever.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Yeah, this guy gave his friend a tattoo while their flight was landing. Based on this is a simple one. We just want to know, what was the dumbest thing that you have done with a friend? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Johnny in Silverdale, you are on The Rock.
Good morning.
Yo. Good morning, Johnny. So what about you? You and a friend, you did stuff. It was dumb. What happened?
So I was in high school, and me and my buddy were taking chemistry, and we read an article that if you let piss ferment and you add some chemicals, it turns into mustard gas. So we peed in some glass bottles, and we let it sit for a few weeks in the dark, and we added some other chemicals, and we blew them open with pellet guns, and we were standing there, and we go, oh, well, this is mustard gas. We should probably leave.
Oh, and did you leave, or did you stay there and get mustard out?
We got a good distance back, and we were watching, and then we were like, yeah, this is domestic terrorism. We should probably leave.
That's probably a smart call.
Wow, I didn't know that. So your own urine can be turned into mustard gas? Do you think that's what they use in mustard gas? Is that what they did all those days? You were basically, not only were you were dying from the whole thing, but it's someone else's pee? I don't think I ever knew that. That's insult to injury right there.
Yeah, I'm positive I never knew that. This is on. I'll have to try it tonight. I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Yeah, it'll be a good father-daughter project with you and Tater Tot. Yeah,
kind of like a volcano, like those paper mache volcanoes with the.
She walks into science class. I didn't do a stupid volcano. My dad and I made mustard gas.
Like, we're gonna have to have your daughter get picked up from school. Yeah. She's now a terrorist, and she's on like the watch list.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Jason and Lacey, you are on the Rock.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning, Jason. So what was the dumbest thing you've done with a friend?
So seniors in high school, my buddy and I went to his father's property, and we were going to shoot his AR-15, and his dad had these big metal targets on a stand that are supposed to swivel when you hit them.
Yes.
But they were completely rusted out, and we said, we'll shoot them anyway. Well, they didn't swivel, and my buddy who was shooting, it came back and hit him in the shin with a ricochet bullet.
Oh, man, is he fortunate, because that could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, it could have been. The bullet went through his shin muscle, and so it broke it apart. When he went to the hospital, they had to, like, tie it back together. He was out all summer. It was right at the beginning of summer, too.
Oh, so, man. How old were you guys, Jason?
We were, 18, 19.
There you go. That's a tell you right now. That's Jay, you were the smart one. You let him shoot first. That's a good idea, I think. Yeah, it's a good idea. Why don't you take a shot first there, Jimmy? Wow, dude. Imagine getting shot with your own bullet. I can't imagine the pain of that, and then he's out for the whole summer.
No, I can't. Wow. I couldn't even think about something like that. No,
dude, I get panic attacks shooting a gun. I really.
How often
really
are you
do.
Shooting guns?
Well, that's the last time I shot a gun was probably like 6 or 7 years ago because it was such a panicky thing. Two of my buddies were I told you about my buddy Frank who almost shot me because they told him don't ever point a gun and he shot the ceiling and was just like what are you doing?
Jeez.
I mean, what are you doing, Frank? And we're in a shooting range.
That's terrible aim if he was aiming for you and he got the ceiling.
I know that was the good news. At least he really. You're right. I was like, all right, well, you're trying to kill me. I don't think I got to worry about you. But dude, you realize like this could kill somebody.
Yeah.
And I'm squeezing it, and I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. And they go, why? I go, I don't want to kill anybody accidentally. That would be me. That would just be my luck. And then, of course, and Frank is the guy going, oh, come on, what could go wrong? And the next thing you know,
blammo!
Hey, everybody.
BJ's not coming to work today because of his friend Frank.
Yeah, dude, because you realize this is a lethal weapon, just like the movies.
Yeah, last time was when I went to to the military base, JBLM, with some former Seahawk players, and we got to shoot some stuff, and that was amazing. But it was just like, very safe, very.
You shot big stuff, though, right?
Yes, it was awesome.
Yeah, I just shot pistols.
But that's the only situation where I want to do something like that. Because I was just like, it was very overwhelming. And then once it started happening, I'm like, oh, I get it. This is fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I mean, those big things.
Like why people go to shooting ranges is like, it was like that moment where I'm like, oh, I understand why this relaxes some people. Because it's just like, you're just letting all that aggression out.
Yes,
primal screaming.
I went the other way, dude.
I'd like Steve stop screaming. This text made me laugh out loud. The second I saw it, I was just like, this is just the visual is insane. My buddy and I, with a combined weight of about 400 pounds, decided to walk on a frozen lake to see if we can make it to the other side. We did not. We started hearing cracking when we decided we should slowly make our way back.
Oh, no. Oh, but at least they made it they made it back, apparently.
That's like my biggest fear because that's a bucket list thing I would love to do is play hockey on a pond. And there have been times where, like, in the Northwest, there's been, like, certain little spots where, like, the water was frozen and some buddies were like, oh, we're going to hit the ice. do you want to come? And scheduling wise, I wasn't able to make it. But in my back of my head, I'm like, you know, in Minnesota, I feel very safe doing something like that.
Yeah.
Whereas Washington, I don't know if I want to be on the news.
Yeah. Man. Do they, I mean, Steve, do they make devices now where you can put it on the ice and it can tell you how deep it goes? I feel like that's the only way I would do it if science had a thing. Because I know they have depth finders for boats when people are sailing and they can sort of tell how deep the water is. I wonder if they can do that with ice. That's the only way I'd do it.
I imagine they do. I mean, it seems like technology would be there. If not, they probably just drill a hole and see how deep it goes.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about it. Yeah, but what if you're drilling the hole and it's too late? Like, the hole is what cracked the shallow ice in the
first place.
Yeah, I
didn't think about that part. They probably don't drill a hole, though.
I'm going to let Steve. That's the thing Steve and I would do. What's your dumb thing you do with your buddy? Steve said, just drill a hole. We'll see how deep it goes. Yeah.
Use this. Here, just a hammer and a nail. Just keep cracking it.
Yeah, you can do it.
See what happens.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Steve in Spokane. Steve, you are on the Rock.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, hi. Steve, out in Spokane, you listen to us on the Odyssey app? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I originally listened to you guys on TuneIn until you guys switched to Odyssey.
There you go. Thank you, man. Don't forget, it's AUDACY. Odyssey. Get it on your iPhone, get it on your Google stuff, whatever you want to do, your Androids, and, of course, your Steves in Spokane. What do you got for us, Steve? What dumb thing did you do with your friend?
So me and my buddy are coming back from a party. We were teenagers in Snohomish, and walking up this huge hill, we lined the entire bottom of the street with the garbage cans from the road. And so,
oh boy,
dude came flying down the hill, smashing into the garbage cans. Me and my buddy were like, "Oh darn, we better go hide." So we hid in the bushes for about 10 minutes while this guy's walking up and down the street searching for us.
Yeah, man, those were the days, whether it be garbage cans or, you know, for us, and I think, Steve, you talked about it too, snowballs, throwing snowballs at cars. I would say that's the dumbest thing that I've done with my friends, because then, of course, when the car stops, you realize, oh, crap, they're going to come out and beat me.
Oh, all yeah, right. Eggs, snowballs, all seem like a good idea until that one car stops, and then you're like, this was a terrible idea. We're little children compared to this giant person running at us.
Oh, man, dude. It was dark early in the morning when we went to school, so that's when we would do it. And then next thing you know, you're like, oh, man, we're on the run, you know, and then you're missing the bus. And, I mean, it was just either you got beat up or you got yelled at and probably smacked around by your parents, because I grew up in the 60s. One way or the other, you were getting a beating for throwing snowballs at cars because you missed the bus because you were running away from the dude, or, you know, the dude beat you up. You know, it's like, hey, great.
Someone now texted and saying a good friend of mine was married and him and his wife were having some marital problems. So he came to me and wanted me to join him and his wife in the bedroom. I thought about it for a while, and after him of doing a little bit of begging, I agreed to it. Not long after, they ended up filing for divorce, and they used that as the excuse on why he needed to leave her.
And you don't even have to.
That's what friends are for.
You can just leave your spouse. It all is going to work out half and half. I mean, I don't think there's much you can do in Washington State unless maybe, even then, murder, I'm not too sure, that will get you to get out of having to, like, lose half your stuff. Yeah, I mean, you just leave. You don't have to come up with goofy excuses like that.
Well, maybe he just wanted one. I don't know. Or
maybe he wanted the devil's threesome.
Well, he got it.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're still friends.
He got him out of the marriage. They should be. He got to use him as an excuse.
Yeah, he's a true friend. He did you a solid.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Wife. Or do you think that the friend is still hooking up with the wife now?
Ooh, boy. That's a good question.
How'd you guys meet?
Well.
Funny story.
Yeah.
I helped get them divorced.
Got his wife and half his cash. It worked out really well for me.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.